From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. French officials say all 150 on board an aircraft dead are found dead in the Alps jet crash. An Airbus 320 aircraft operated by the Lufthansa subsidiary German Wings crashed in a remote part of the French Alps Tuesday, and France's president said there are no survivors. 144 passengers, 6 crew members were on board. VOA's Al Pessin reports from London.
In the hours immediately following the crash, there was no explanation for why the plane went down. The head of German Wings, Thomas Winkelmann, said the flight left its cruising altitude of 12,000 meters just 1 minute after reaching it and went into an unscheduled landing approach mode. He said 8 minutes later it disappeared from French radar screens as it descended through 6,000 meters toward the mountains. Winkelmann would not speculate about the reason for the crash or what was happening during those 8 minutes or why the pilots were not in touch with air traffic control. Experts from the European aircraft maker will join the French, Spanish, and German teams to investigate. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.
French authorities confirmed that none of the 150 people aboard the Airbus A320 jetliner survived the accident. And in Washington, the White House said there was no indication that the crash was linked to terrorism. Yemen Shiite rebels made advances in southern Yemen Tuesday. The rebels, known as Houthis, entered the town of Al-Dalia and fought fierce gun battles with militias who support Abu Mansur Hadi. In Daeez province, the rebels and soldiers loyal to ousted President Ali Abdullah Saleh clashed with anti-Houthi protesters. At least one was wounded. One was killed and others were wounded, according to medical officials. This is VOA News. Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani met with U.S. President Barack Obama at the White House Tuesday amid questions about the future American military presence in the war-torn country. Mr. Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah, who had a power-sharing government, on Monday met with top U.S. officials, including Secretary of State John Kerry. Talks were aimed at improving bilateral relations.
The depth of our discussions today reflect the critical nature of this moment. With Afghanistan's government of national unity now fully responsible for the security of its people and moving ahead on a reform agenda of its own design,
our determination is to make sure that our people live not just in peace, but with dignity in prosperity.
Roughly 9,800 American troops remain stationed in Afghanistan to advise and train Afghan troops. As the United States and a group of 5 other world powers held nuclear negotiations with Iran, U.S. ally Israel used espionage to glean details of the secret talks and work behind the scenes to scuttle any potential agreement, according to a report posted late Monday by the Wall Street Journal. The journal said senior White House officials learned last year that Israel was using eavesdropping, information from confidential U.S. briefings, informants, and European diplomatic contacts to learn details of the talks. The report says Israel denied directly spying on the United States. Despite the pledge of secrecy, Israeli officials have repeatedly made statements asserting that a potential deal would not go far enough to make sure Iran would be left unable to build nuclear weapons. Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper says Canada will expand its military mission against the Islamic State group to include airstrikes on targets in Syria. Mr. Harper told Parliament on Tuesday Canada will not seek the express consent of the Syrian government to launch the attacks. He said Canada must strike at the Syrian power base of the Islamic State militants. Canada would become the second NATO country after the United States to attack the militants' group's positions in Syria. Economic reports published Tuesday show new home sales surging in the United States while consumer prices rose slightly in February. Some economists say the data may encourage the U.S. Central Bank to boost interest rates as soon as June. Labor Department data show consumer prices rose 0.2% in February after declining previously. U.S. oil prices had fallen sharply, and the savings rippled through the entire economy, keeping prices in check. That left inflation below the 2% annual rate Federal Reserve experts say is healthy for the economy. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.